Hello, this is CJSF 90.1 live from SFU. Welcome to LAM. My name is Luca, and my co-hosts are
Mir,
Adriel,
and Mario.
To start the show off, this is a song by Kyle McAvoy. The song is called The Long Loneliness. That was a very atmospheric opening to the show. Adriel, what'd you think?
I think it was a really, yeah, I agree with you. It's a strong opener. Definitely also suits the foggy weather that we're seeing today up here at SFU. Not sure how it is down on below the mountain, but definitely up here it is really foggy, and it suits that aesthetic, I'd guess, atmosphere.
Okay, this next song is called So Long by Joey O'Neill.
It takes time to take these mountains and look at them anew, squinting, straining for a varied view, finding peaks and valleys that don't remind me of you, planting trees where forest fires grew. When the wayward wind blows west with echoes on its breath, campfire smoke, amber cigarettes, common sense around while your musk mnemonic looms, clear the air and reapply perfume. Oh, I'll unlearn you one day. After all drawn out, fade away. So, so long, so long, so long. Each time it takes so long for things that make a home made. Home on walls and shelves, offerings that spoke the way you felt. Consider a declutter while hoarding retrospect. Wiping surfaces where dust collects. And in someone else's hands, my reflexes rewind. Sink into another porous time. Inflammatory memory as their arms around. To recycle darlings and dears, my lover's name repurposed through the years. These terms which once endeared you, I sidespoke, sang, and wrote, signing sincerely over.
That was So Long by Joey O'Neill. Amir, what did you think of that song?
I thought that song was quite, like, had a really old feel to it. We don't really see that type of music modernly nowadays.
Yeah.
And it felt like a good throwback.
And, sorry, what was that song called?
It's called So Long by Jeff O'Neill.
And it did feel so long. I wasn't really feeling that song, I can't lie.
This next song is called Ski Whiff by Carnia.
Bloody elegance.
That was Ski Whiff by Karina. I really enjoyed the vocals at the end. What do you guys think?
I do enjoy the vocals at the end where they're more isolated and have a reverb echo effect.
Yeah.
It makes it feel more dreamy, kind of. More psychedelic.
Yeah, that's a good take. I was going to say that song reminded me a lot about this other song that I've heard before, but I can't really remember the song name, but it does sound really familiar.
Yeah, and I really like the intro where it starts really ambient and then it picks up right after she does a little pause. Yeah. And I feel like that really adds bounce to the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, now for a quick PSA announcement.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
All right, this next song is called The Wind by Nathan Turner.
Just as weird.
That was The Wind by Nathan Turner. This next song is called Detroit Velvet Smooth by Ash Walker featuring Yaz Ahmed. That was Detroit Velvet Smooth by Ash Walker. Amir, what did you think of that song?
I felt that song had a really jazz touch to it, but it was kind of experimental in a way, where it's not like traditional jazz, because I felt like there was a lot of repeated, fills, that you could say, which you don't really see in jazz, but I liked that because it made me familiar with the track.
I agree with most of what you're saying. It does have a heavy jazz influence, but not enough to where you can call it jazz. It's just so, there were some dissonant notes in there. I don't know, it was just really good vibe of that track. Really like that one.
Yeah, it's also pretty psychedelic too, I'd say. It definitely has that element. It reminded me a lot of this other band called Seraphine Noir, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah. I don't really hear that.
Yeah, well, to me it does, because I don't know, I feel like the elements really complement each other, and if you were to listen to them, it would be you could see what I'm saying, but yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
This next song is called Infinity Club by Bambi. That was Infinity Club by Bambi. I really enjoyed how experimental that song was. What do you guys think?
I feel like it was a big change of pace from what we've played prior to that, but
yeah.
Not saying that is a bad thing. I think it was a funky track. It was cool.
Yeah, definitely a lot different from the track that we just played before it.
Yeah. Oh, this next song is called Stupid For You by Dizzy.
Stupid, so stupid for you. There's nothing.
That was Stupid for You by Dizzy. I really enjoyed that song. I thought it was very chill and it matched the vibe outside in the fog. What do you guys think?
I have to agree with you on that. I think it is a very chill song. It's like the vocals are kind of reminiscent of Clairo. And I really like that song. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I could definitely see the Clairo influence in her voice.
All right, this next song is called 18 by Fionn.
I'll turn into a teenage girl, dear diary. You know he really rocks my world. Haven't felt this since 2011. Now Avril is playing on my car speakers, and I'm losing my marbles, just waiting.